What's up, everybody, and welcome to The Great Divide for April 2020. I'm your host, Effington Major. This is another mobile podcast, and the reason I'm calling it mobile is because while I'm not driving, I am in the out of doors. You might be able to hear behind me some water rushing. And since we're under the coronavirus quarantine and all that type of shit, I said, well, damn, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it somewhere that's serene and peaceful and calming. And this is it. As you know, I'm in the Eugene area of Oregon. At the present, I'm in Cottage Grove. Cottage Grove is my home. It's 20 miles outside of Eugene, but it is a part of the greater Lane County area. So I just call it Eugene. I am a student of the University of Oregon, which is in Eugene, and that's more of a home to me than any place on the West Coast. So I'm considered a Eugeniite, or Eugenian, or whatever the fuck y'all call people from Eugene, that's what I is, okay? The official weapon of the show is wisdom, of course, and the unofficial sports is drum corps. And because of the coronavirus epidemic, pandemic, crisis, tragedy, what have you, there will be no drum corps season this year. This will be the first time in the history of Drum Corps International that there wasn't a drum corps season. It was the middle of the season for Winter Guard International. For those of you who don't know, Winter Guard is, okay, so you have like a drum and bugle corps. It's got the horn section, the drum section, and the color guard. And you know, when you're doing the field show, they're spinning the flags and the rifles and the sabers and all of that type of stuff. That's the color guard. And that happens in the summertime. Well, in the wintertime, it's the winter guard. So there is no drums, there is no horn, it's just the color guard. And they perform in gymnasiums to pre-recorded music. So it's not like a whole bunch of color guard marching around the band music on a cassette tape. They're actually performing to Ariana Grande and motherfucking Ed Sheeran's and these niggas. You know, it's some real shit, like they perform to real live music. I mean, it's not live, like the people don't be there singing the shit, but they perform to actual music, not band music. And it's on a, just come to the Facebook group and you'll see it, because I'm going to be posting some clips. Well, they were in the middle of the season. They were competing. World championships for Winter Guard International would have been this weekend. But they canceled the season back in March, or suspended the season due to the coronavirus. That's the first time since WGI has been in existence that there will not be a world championships. So coronavirus is fucking a bunch of shit up. And one of these days, one of these shows I'm going to do is going to be nothing but coronavirus related news, but with a reason, because I want to demonstrate something that people say was bullshit, and that is that The Walking Dead is a realistic ass show. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. The Walking Dead is realistic. Give me just 1 second. These motherfuckers backing up. Give me a second. I guess they didn't enjoy the podcast. They got the fuck out of here. Anyway, The Walking Dead is a realistic ass show. People will say, this ain't how I would go in the real world, and we watching this shit happen first hand. So I was going to put together a whole bunch of articles that was shit that was in the first 4 or 5 seasons of The Walking Dead and or Fear the Walking Dead, because that goes back even before the zombie apocalypse started. So I was going to do a show about that. I might not do it now since I done gave it away. It would have been better to surprise you all with that, but life goes on. So the reason why I'm recording today is a bunch of reasons. There's a bunch of stuff I want to get to. This is going to be a kind of potpourri show because I want to play you some clips. At the same time, I want to talk about something that happened just yesterday. It ain't even been one day since Bernie Sanders suspended his campaign for the presidency of the United States of America for 2020, and already his motherfucking stans are acting a goddamn fool. I almost quit Facebook over the shit. Now, you know it's hard to get under my skin. And you know, well, people who follow me on Facebook know I'm the nigga that will block your motherfucking ass if you say some pro-Trump shit, okay? So I have about 4,000 people, because I had around 5,000. I got around 4,000 people left after blocking and unfriending all the people who were saying crazy shit, or not even that they was pro-Trump, but the lies and the shit that they were spread, or the hate-filled messages that were put on posts and shit of people who were saying reasonable things, they had to kick rocks. So I made them kick rocks. Now I'm down to about 4,000. And most of them only listen because God knows I ain't ever got, none of my posts ain't ever went viral with 4,000 motherfuckers on my feed. But anyway, that's beside the point. So now that, or before Bernie left the race, I thought I had my feed cultivated to only the people who were reasonable, even if they were Bernie supporters. When we started this shit this year, every motherfucker that's still on my timeline, all of them, every single one of them, okay, maybe one or two of them didn't, but the other 3,998 motherfuckers all said, vote blue no matter who. Okay? So when it was 17 motherfuckers running, no, it was like 21, 22, we was vote blue no matter who. Then circumstances started picking these niggas off till it wasn't nothing left but six white motherfuckers standing up there pandering for the presidency of the United States. Now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Elizabeth Warren was my candidate. But the reason, and there's two reasons why she didn't get the nomination. I don't even know if I should go through that right now. Well, fuck it, yeah, I will. The reason why she was my candidate is because she had the most pro-black agenda of anybody. Even Barack Obama. This bitch had a black agenda for your ass. Okay? And I wasn't ready for it. But if she would not say shit on that motherfucking debate stage without the next thing coming out her mouth being some shit about black folks got it worse. Black folks, you're having a hard time. Black folks need some help. They need a hand up. We got to stop dilly-dallying when it comes to shit about black people. And niggas was like this. Niggas was like, look, Elizabeth, we love you and we're going to try our best to vote for you, but you need to cut out all the black shit. Because white folks are going to hear that and they're going to think that that's all who you're advocating for. So we get it. We know that you care about us, but just quit saying the shit on it. But she wouldn't stop saying it. She kept saying black this, black that, indigenous this, indigenous that, Latino this, Latino that, gay this, gay that, all of the things that most straight white dudes hate. She kept saying over and over again, she's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say what the fuck I want to say. These are the people who need help. And we appreciate that. We love that about you, Elizabeth Warren. But that's what lost your ass the motherfucking nomination for the presidency of the United States for 2020. Okay? The other thing that lost it for her, by the way, I think that's part of what lost it for Hillary, too, is that she was doing too much black shit when she was on the campaign trail. Like, she, of course, she was advocating for black stances and positions and all that shit. But when this bitch pulled that bottle of hot sauce out of her purse, oh, that was it. That was it for Hillary. And she still won the vote by 3 million votes. The popular vote by 3. Popular, the, yeah, that's what it's called. The popular vote by 3 million votes. And this bitch pulled a bottle of goddamn Texas Pete out of her shit. But she was just getting too black. She was getting too close to the black. And all of her advisors and shit, they was black. Yeah. I think that's part of the reason why she didn't whoop Donald Trump's ass by a couple million more. Because there's some white folks that are looking at that, even in the Liberal Party, in the Democratic Party, will look at that and resent it. Because they're like, what about me? White folks, mostly, almost all the time, are, what about me? As is evidenced by the shit that happened yesterday with Bernie Sanders. And I'm going to get to that. What about me? I'm going to get to that. The other reason why I believe Elizabeth Warren lost is because she was too apologetic. On the campaign trail, she would go listen to different groups of people and listen to their problems and stuff. And she would always have a, I'm sorry for you. I mean, or I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry. And she was very apologetic about the things that white folks have done to make the playing field so uneven for minority folks and indigenous folks and gay and transgender folks and all that type of stuff, disabled people, all of that. And she was so apologetic. And we appreciate that, but that's not what wins you an election. What wins you an election is now what you're going to do about it. That's what's going to win the election. She was a little bit late on getting to the what she was going to do about it. And my major was sociology. My minors were in anthropology and political science. The political science side of me read all the shit she put out, as I did with all other candidates, and hers were the most robust. Hers were the one, she had plans that would have been the easiest to get to go through. It would have been hard to get people to agree on the plans, but it would have been the easiest to make them go through, to go through the legislature and all that shit. Now, Republicans are going to try to stop every motherfucking thing. So if she didn't get a majority of Democrats in the Senate, I don't think that she could have did most of what she wanted to do, but that goes for any of the Democratic candidates. Because I don't see them trouncing all over the Constitution like Donald Trump. See, he'll go do the shit anyway. And I don't see them doing that, especially the Democrats, because Democrats are fragile and feeble and shit. And if a motherfucker called him out, they gonna fix whatever the shit is that's wrong. Donald Trump don't do that. Whatever he decide to do, that's what the fuck he gonna do. If a motherfucker try to fix him, then he'll start attacking them. Okay? I don't got anybody on the Democratic side doing that. Bernie ain't doing that. Joe Biden ain't doing that. Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, who I can't stand, ain't doing that. But we're going to get to more of that later. Actually, no, let's get to it now. So those are the reasons why I think that Elizabeth Warren lost. But that was my candidate. I love her. If she run again and ain't nobody black running, I might vote for her. I would have voted for her in the primary if I voted in the primary. But since I'm not registered as a Democrat or Republican, I can only vote in the general. And at this point, I'm not interested in voting in the Democratic. My niggas already got that handled. So ain't shit I could add to it. But then we was talking about what about me? What about me? And since the inception of this country, that's been the national anthem of white folks all over this motherfucker. What about me? What about mine? I'm first. This is a white man's land, all that type of shit. They did it by enslaving black folks. But even today, that shit rung loud than a motherfucker. Because everybody was vote blue no matter who, to goddamn Bernie lost the shit. Now, me personally, and y'all already know this because I said it on Facebook. When I said vote blue no matter who, I meant the shit. I didn't give a fuck who it was. It could have been Pete Buttigieg. Y'all know I can't stand that motherfucker. If he had got the nomination, I'd have voted for his ass willingly and gladly with no motherfucking problems to get Trump out of that motherfucking office. Same thing for Joe Biden. Same thing for Bernie Sanders. It didn't matter to me who got the nomination because whoever got it was going to get my vote. I thought that's what we agreed on back in the motherfucking day. Okay? But apparently, some of y'all reneged. Some of y'all reneged. Some of these Bernie motherfuckers is losing their goddamn mind talking about Joe Biden and I'm not voting no more and all this bullshit. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't vote, that's a vote for motherfucking Trump. If you vote for Trump, that's a vote for Trump. If you don't vote for anybody, that's a vote for Trump. And they don't care because it's them first. It's what about me? Let me tell you something about how black folks vote. The way we vote and the way we voted up until the 2008 election was, since we ain't going to get nothing out of this, not really, who needs help? Who would benefit from my vote, for me voting, casting my vote for this or that or the other thing? Like, it's not always about me. Black folks know that. It's not always about us. Sometimes other people need help. And we try to vote in a way that will help other people when our own agenda is not going to be met, as is evidenced by the present campaign. Black folks are not going to benefit from Trump. Black folks are not going to benefit from Joe Biden. Black folks were not going to benefit from Bernie Sanders. Not that much. In fact, at all, really. Because his shit was universal. The thing that Bernie had that we all would have benefited from, and I absolutely loved the idea, and I honestly thought Bernie was a better candidate than Joe Biden, but at the same time, I understand why he lost, was universal health care and knocking student loan debt out. Those are the two things that Bernie Sanders had plans for that I was like, yes, do that shit. We should have had universal health care already. Barack Obama tried to do the shit in 2008, but he can only get so far with a Republican-led. I can't remember if the House or the Senate was Republican-led, but he did the best he could to get universal. And it was like, no, here's the compromise, and that's how we came up with the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, is supposed to be universal. It's supposed to be universal health care. And I'm not selfish. So if there are homeless people who can't afford to pay into it, I don't give a goddamn. As long as everybody who have the ability to pay into it pays into it, and they take the shit out of our taxes, like they take out Social Security and withholdings and all of that type of shit, IRS shit. If you take it out like that, it's going to be relatively unnoticeable anyway. And you'll get to take your dumb ass to a hospital whenever you goddamn feel sick, instead of having to worry about whether or not you're going to be able to afford the copay or some shit. Americans fucking kill, white folks in particular, but Americans kill me. I don't know how the fuck they keep talking us into voting against our motherfucking interests. I don't get it. But the whole thing was how discouraging it was to see people talking about they're going to vote for Trump or they're not going to vote now because Bernie didn't get the nomination. I mean, and they are vehement. But like I was saying, the way black folks vote is if somebody else has an agenda where they need help, that's how we vote. And while all of these motherfuckers out here talking about, I'm not going to vote for Joe Biden, I'm like this. I'm definitely voting. And the reason why I'm voting is because there are little brown children in cages right now who need my help. And damn it, I'm going to help. It surprises me that we have not marched our motherfucking asses down to Texas and Arizona and these places and stormed these facilities and got these motherfucking children out. I guess it will be hard to do that since whenever we find out where those kids are, they always move them. Whenever the media take pictures of them moving kids in and out and places where the kids are being held, they always move the kids to another facility. Maybe we are ready to storm these places. I don't know, but I ain't seen the shit yet. So right now, the only thing I can do to help is to vote for somebody who I think cares about the issue. And he might not even care. And here's the thing. Joe Biden probably don't even give a fuck. I don't know if he do or not. What I do know is that Trump definitely don't give a fuck. In fact, it's a lot of the reason why those children are locked up in the first place. So now I have a chance to vote for the motherfucker I know don't give a fuck, the motherfucker who's locking these motherfuckers up, or somebody who there's a chance that he might do something. Well, I'm going to go with the chance. I'm not going to sit on my hands when it's time to vote. I'm not going to sit on my hands when it's time to vote because those kids need me. They need us. I can't imagine locking children up. I can't imagine locking up anybody who didn't do no shit to deserve to be locked up. They are children. I don't know what I would have did without my parents. These motherfuckers are locked up away from their parents. They let them talk to them once a week or some shit like that. And that's only when they can find the parents. Because sometimes they ship the motherfuckers back to their countries. And I guarantee you, some of these people are dead. Some of those children lost their parents when they tried to come to this country. So they sent their parents back, and a lot of those people were pleading and begging, and YouTube is full of the videos. Just go look at YouTube. But pleading and begging and shit, please don't send me back. They're going to kill me. And I guarantee you, some of those people are dead now. And we did that. We did that. It fucked me up, and people get mad when I see I don't love this country. How am I supposed to? How do you love that? If we cleaned up our shit, of course I would love this country. I would like to. Okay, no, that's kind of a lie. That's kind of a lie. Back up and explain that. The reason how come I don't love this country, besides the fact that the country does so much shit that it has no business doing in the context of hurting and harming people, its own citizens, that is, not to mention citizens from other places. The reason why I don't love America, or I don't love any country, is because I believe that is hyperbole. I believe it is impossible to love something that can't love you back. I believe it is possible to love your dog. I believe it is possible to love other humans. I believe it is possible to love other things that can actually love you back. I don't believe you can love the inanimate. I believe you can enjoy it. You can honor it. You can honor the flag. You can honor the country. But love it? That's some different shit. That don't make no sense to me. People say, I love ice cream. No, nigga, you enjoy ice cream. You don't love ice cream. Ice cream can't love you back. It just don't make no sense to me. So I just wanted to voice my sharp criticism of the losers that are saying they're not going to vote. It breaks my heart. It really does. Because there's people out there that need you to vote. And all you thinking about, white man, is me, me, me. I need this. What about me? It's all about me. Fuck everybody else. It's me about me and Bernie. And that's another thing about Bernie. For the longest time, I thought I hated Bernie Sanders. I don't think he's that great of a politician. A smart politician. Okay, here's where Bernie fucked up. Here's where he fucked up. To me, anyway. Well, actually, to most of Black America. He did not campaign in the South last time. He barely campaigned in the South this time. That's where all the niggas is at. That's Biden country. If you don't understand what I'm saying, go listen to the podcast before this one. It's on there, some shit by Joy Reid. Anyway, where he fucked up at, to me, was not during the 2016 presidential race. It was after that where he fucked up the worst. Between 2017 and 2019, nobody heard from this nigga. That's where he fucked up at. That was the end of his campaign. Now, I understand why he did it. He did it because there was no way for him to know 22 motherfuckers was going to enter the race. He thought it was going to be a handful of people like it always is. And then he would have already had, like, let's say it was Kamala Harris and Julian Castro and Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. Well, if it was just those five people, he would have won that. Even if it was those five people and switch out Pete Buttigieg with Joe Biden, he would have won that. He wasn't ready for 22 niggas to get on that stage when it was time to start voting for shit. And because he misplayed that, that's what cost him the candidacy. Now, after he won, after he ran in 2016 and lost, in 2017, maybe even 2018, he should have went to the DNC and said, look, I'm running again. He should have started forming coalitions, shaking hands, gaining allies in 2018. Look, I ain't telling nobody else, but I think I'm about to run again, and I want to know what I can do to get the party's blessing. Just tell me what I need to do. He probably would have did it. Now, of course, there were still going to be other people who was going to run, but there probably wouldn't have been as many of them. When people started announcing that they were going to run, it was January of 2019. I think Kamala Harris was the first. It was either Cory Booker or Kamala Harris was the first person to say they're going to run. Once she started, everybody else entered the race. If Bernie Sanders has been the first motherfucker to say, okay, I'm running again in 2020, it would have been like only three or four other motherfuckers, because everybody else would have did what happened with Hillary. Hillary announced in January of 2015, and nobody else ran except for Bernie Sanders, because everybody else was like, well, there's no way I'm going to beat this bitch. What am I going to run for? So that's what Bernie could have did. If he had announced that he was running, nobody else would have ran, because it's like, there's no way I'm going to beat this motherfucker. And especially if he had went to the DNC and handled his business the way he should have handled his business, he would have been a shoo-in. I believe that with all my heart. But now, we have to deal with his ignorant ass followers. And it is my fervent hope that the black vote outnumbers the amount of white folks who decided they're not voting or going to vote for Trump, because they candidate wasn't the one to get chosen. I don't think nobody wanted Joe Biden. But he who we got, he who we gonna go with, I wanna see him win. And I'll even go so far as to say, if another motherfucker jumps into the race right now the way Michael Bloomberg did, Michael Bloomberg and Tom Steyer with their millions of dollars waited a long ass time before they entered the race, and they still got votes. Well, if another motherfucker did that right now, what's the nigga name? The one that's doing the coronavirus briefings? Andrew Cododo. If Andrew Cododo ran right now and he beat Biden for the nominee, I would vote for his ass. I'm not stuck to a candidate. I'm just stuck to blue. That ain't gonna happen next election, but it is happening this election. I am still voting blue, no matter who. There are children out there that need my help. Hopefully next time I won't have to get so angry. I won't have to get so upset. Today has not been a good day. The first thing I saw when I woke up this morning was I went to Twitter, and they had live footage of a mass grave in New York for coronavirus victims. And I cried. Do you know how seldom I cry for people I don't know? And I guess I'm going to end on that note. Please don't forget, you can subscribe to the podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play Music, any place that you can find podcasts. You can leave feedback for the podcast at 541-357-7585. Keep the messages to 2 minutes or less. You can email the show at feedback@thegreatdivide.us. Also, stay tuned for the May podcast. There might be some shit come in between it, but I doubt it. Because in a couple days, Divided We Game is about to drop its new podcast for April. So make sure you holler at your boy. Let me know what you think about all this. And until next time, I'll catch you on the flip side.